Hey guys, and welcome to Sammy Van Nest Love and Relationship Coaching Podcast. I am Sammy Van Nest, and today we are going to talk about what it means to be supportive versus becoming responsible. So many times in relationships, we want to help. As women, we're generally trying to fix people, fix things to make other people's lives more comfortable, especially our families and especially our partners. And a lot of people run into the mistake of not knowing the difference between support versus responsibility. So today we are going to cover that. I'm going to give you an example, a scenario, and then explain the supportive way of handling it versus the responsible way of handling it. So imagine, if you will, your partner comes home and explains to you about a disagreement between themselves and a family member. And you know this family very well. You have your own opinions about what happened. And if you're supportive, you listen to your partner and you help them brainstorm ways of solving or handling the problem. If you are taking responsibility for your partner and their feelings and all that, if you're taking responsibility for them, you listen to what they have to say, but then you go and approach the family member yourself and try to handle the situation. Now, you may or may not go to that specific family member, but even going to a third party to fix the situation is taking responsibility. And when you take responsibility for your partner, that's going to lead to resentment. And it may not happen today, it may not happen tomorrow, but it will happen. And in that instance, in that scenario, that's more of an in-your-face ordeal. So there could be immediate resentment. But there's 1,000 smaller decisions and smaller situations a day that we encounter. And our reactions to each of those creates more of the massive outcome in your relationships. And if we can avoid taking responsibility for our partner and remember to be supportive, that will help them in the long run, and it'll help your relationship. Because when you take responsibility for someone, especially a partner, one, you're both adults, and two, what you're doing in trying to help them in that way is you are taking control of that situation. You are taking control over their personal lesson that they were meant to learn. And when you do that, you are taking away from them the opportunity for growth. You are taking away their lesson that was specifically given to them, and you are making it about you. I'm going to let that sink in for a second, because I know that I personally have been 100% guilty of doing this in the past. But what I'm here for is to give you the information that I have taken years to study and research and learn, so that you don't have to go through one more day of muddling through relationships. That is exactly why I became a love and relationship coach, so that I could help other women, specifically women, to develop relationships from a place of strength and confidence and understanding how to effectively communicate their wants, needs, what have you. Because as women in our current Western society, we have been trained to people please. We have been trained generationally. We've had it ingrained in us to be subservient. We have had it ingrained in us to be seen and not heard. And men, in general, have been trained to view strong women as either a threat or a challenge. We are neither. I am not a threat to anyone, and I'm not a challenge to be taken on, and neither are you. Your strength and your voice are yours to utilize for your greater good and the greater good of the people you're serving. Now, I was raised in the South. I still live in the South, right smack dab in the middle of the Bible Belt. And it was, for me, I was raised seeing a lot of quote-unquote meek women, but they were doormats because we are to be subservient. We are to be the neck that turns the head. And if you are a member of the Christian faith, I am not here to attack you. I have no ill feelings towards you, but I do feel strongly about women being equal. I feel strongly about many things. Black Lives Matter, LGBTQIA, equal rights, equal pay. I mean, I'm an opinionated woman, and I spent most of my life quieting myself down, watering myself down. And it took me being 27 years old to have the confidence to officially stand up and say, no, I'm not going along to get along. I'm not. I'm 27. I am going to live my life out loud, and I'm going to serve the people that I was meant to serve. And in order to do that, I can't hide. So, I say all that to say, your power is not in fixing someone else. It is not in taking responsibility for your partner. You are here to love and support your partner. But in no way does that mean you have to co-sign on everything. You don't have to agree with them on everything. And you're not meant to fix or heal. You're there to love and support them through their own journey. He or she or they are there to also help you along your journey, to support you, to help you find solutions to your own problems, to have your back when you need somebody, to be a loving, gentle reminder of who the fuck you are and why you are here to do what you're supposed to do. Your purpose is to serve in the way that you were created to. Your purpose is any number of occupations, any number of charities, whatever. But at the end of the day, your purpose is to live a full life, because this is what we've got. You were given gifts, you were given talents, you were given a mission, you were given drive, and somewhere along the way, somebody told you that it wasn't enough. Somebody told you to be realistic. Somebody told you to sit down and be quiet and to take up less space and to be less. And you were never meant to be less. in order to have a successful relationship, there are several different facets to it. There's different things that you have to work on. But for the sake of this podcast, this episode, in order to learn how to support versus become responsible, you have to do your own inner work, and you have to be willing to look back at past experiences and heal whatever repeating patterns or repeats of lessons that there are. Because the only person you can fix or control is yourself. That is your ultimate power, your sovereignty over self. So what I recommend is journaling. I know in the coaching community, everybody says journal, 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 journal. And it can be overwhelming at first. But what I mean in this instance is sitting down with your notebook, or if you have an actual journal, whatever it is, sit down with your pen and paper. I prefer pen and paper when I'm doing this kind of work. Sit down and write. And write out things from your past relationships, repeating lessons, how things ended. Write everything down. Just do a giant brain dump on those pages about all of your previous relationships and why they ended. And I want you to be really honest with yourself, because this is just for you. This is just for you. And this is to help you recognize the patterns, recognize the repeating lessons. Because when you can do that, you can begin to grow, you can begin to learn from them. But you have to find the core problem first. You have to understand what you're working with. And that is a good place to start. I am here to help you if you want to expound on these things further. I'm here to hold space for you as a coach so that you can get that objective opinion, that third-party opinion of situations that you're dealing with, things that you need to heal from, maybe things that you've not even considered were affecting your current relationships. I'm not a therapist. I do not prescribe anything. I don't sit there and give you a diagnosis. I'm not there to heal your childhood. But what I am here for is to help you in a metaphysical way. I am here to help you with personal improvement, personal empowerment, personal development. Not psychological development, personal development. I am an advocate for therapy. I am an advocate for mental health. But that is not what I do. I focus on your personal development and specifically in your love and relationship life. So, if you like this episode, it's rough, it's my first one, but if it vibed with you at all, please like and share, leave your comments. And if you feel called to check out more of what I do, you can find me in my free Facebook group, the Fompreneur Fatale. And I look forward to having you join for future episodes, and I look forward to seeing you in my group.